Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, are you one of those parents and you see in the restaurants and you're sitting with your kids around a table and the parent is sitting there on their smartphone texting or playing a game and you're not quite sure what they're doing on their smartphone because they seem to be always on it? What are we telling our children by doing that? And what, you know, what is happening to them in the next generation? Are they going to be even worse than we are? My guest is Dr. David Hill, one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. So tell us, Dr. Hill, about the study that examined the patterns of smartphone use by parents around children, because I find it fascinating how they're describing the caregivers and the children and whether the children are trying to get their attention or just accepting it.
Right. This is a brilliant study. These researchers in Boston went out into restaurants, right, and they watched people. They just observed very, very quietly and watched families eating together. And they were paying attention to cell phone use. They were paying attention to what parents were doing with their phones. And this is fun because we spend so much time attending to the kids. You know, are they using the phones? But what are the parents doing? What sort of example are they setting? So I said, let's see what the moms and dads are doing during these meals. They want short meals. The meals were about 10 minutes to 40 minutes, and they sort of wrote down and took notes about how much time were the parents on their phones and what were the kids' responses to that. And what they found for those of us who might bring our phones to meals was really quite disturbing. They found that a lot of parents were spending a fair amount of time playing with their cell phones during the meal, and that kids were really distressed by this. They really were trying to get their parents' attention, and the parents were looking away. They were, in some cases, ignoring the kids completely, even when the kids were really working hard at getting their attention. You know, what do we want but our kids to attend to us and communicate with us? And it turns out their use of the phone can be less of a problem than our use of the phones.
How interesting, and you see so many parents put that phone away. You can't bring that in here. Stop it. Stop texting. You know, take out your earbuds, all these things, and yet parents are doing it. And Dr. Hill, it's kind of like, you know, texting while you drive, and your children see you text while you drive, which to me is the worst thing in the world. And so this is kind of that same thing. I agree with you. It's a brilliant study. What do we do about it? How do we kind of disconnect that technology? Some parents say, well, it's different for me. I'm busy. I'm a lawyer. I'm a something. I need to keep this in front of me because it's part of work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think, you know, one thing is how many of the calls that you get are really that? How often are you playing Flappy Birds? You know, if you are in, you know, the Secret Service and the president needs you, yeah, you want to pick that phone up and see what that is. But how many calls are you really getting? How many texts are you getting that absolutely cannot wait until your child eats their hamburger? You know, I think that's the big question. And the first thing is to make it a little harder to get to the phone. Stick it somewhere that you're going to have to work to get it. If it's lying face up right in front of you, you know, you're going to look at it. Everybody does. I do it. We all do. It's fun. It's interesting. I'm noticing that in those moments of boredom right now, when I used to stare at the wall or think about what I'm going to do, I look at my phone, right? I can't stand being bored for more than 10 seconds. So make it harder to get to. Make the phone work for you, for gosh sake. That's thing one. Thing two is say, maybe there are times I'm just not going to answer. Because really, do they need you for the next 10 minutes? These are 10 to 40-minute meals. Can you spare 40 minutes to look at your child and talk to your child? This is some of the only time we get during our day to interact. And that time should be guarded. It should be valuable. Maybe the people in your life, maybe your boss, your coworker, your spouse should know, you know what? I'm at a meal with my child right now. If you need me, I will get back with you afterwards.
So important, because those are times you cannot get back. You can always answer back to work. You can always answer an email or call somebody back. But with your children, that meal time and your together time is time to find out about your children, their views on drugs and society and peer pressure and their grades and whatever. And you have to put your focus on that, Dr. Hill, and I'm so glad to hear you as a doctor, you know, saying that, because you're a pediatrician. You could be getting calls all the time if you let yourself.
Well, we've got a family of seven right now, and the fact is I'm on call for 1 week for my practice, you know, every month or two, and during that week I do have to keep the phone close to the table because I do get calls from the answering service. But every other week, it goes in another room, as do everybody else's phones. You know, really, you can wait. They can wait. Look at each other. Talk to each other. Play the high-low game. I love that. What was the best part of your day? What was the worst part of your day? That gets you around the what happened today. Nothing, right? You've got a teenager, right? You've got a 13-year-old. Nothing. Nothing happened today. Well, something happened. Right?
So,
was it good? Was it bad? Come on, give me something here.
Well, absolutely, and it is precious time. And those phones are going to be teaching our children that if it's okay for us to keep our necks cranked down at the phone, that it's okay for them too. And I think it's only going to, you know, escalate as the generations go on and be worse and worse, to where we're all face down into our smartphones, being busy with other things aside from what's going on right in front of us.
Exactly. And that's important because kids are learning from your facial expression. They're learning from your voice. There's a huge amount of emotional learning that's nonverbal that kids are doing from your face when they can see your face. And when you're looking at their face, there's this bounce back and forth, this almost tennis match between the child's face and your face. It's going back and forth. They're watching you. They want to see what your expressions are, how you're responding to news, to novel elements of your environment. And if they don't have your attention and you're not looking at their face, you've stopped the game. The ball is dead. That whole interplay has paused. It's not happening. So I think we have to be aware that we are constantly teaching just with what our face looks like and just with how we respond to how their face looks. Don't interrupt that. Don't put something in between that. The phone can almost be a mask. Take the mask off. Get a look at your child. Let them see you.
Well, especially with toddlers, Dr. Hill, because in the study, it talked about how some children accepted the lack of engagement and entertained themselves, but that others acted out in a bid for attention. And I would imagine those would be, you know, kind of the younger kids saying, come on, mommy, pay attention to me. Look at how funny my face looks when I'm eating this French fry or whatever, you know. And so I think we have to learn to be in the moment. We have to learn to really let ourselves do this, because it becomes all too easy and time goes all too fast. And it's speaking
right.
of it going fast, in the last minute here, give us your best advice based on this brilliant study of what parents should do as role models with their smartphones around their children.
You know, kids are watching us to set an example. They're watching us to learn. They learn the most about their worlds from interacting directly with a parent. So I'd say if it's a phone, it's a tablet, even the old, you know, cartoon of the dad with the newspaper at the breakfast table who won't put the newspaper down and look at his family, you know, don't be that parent. Put the phone away. Look at your child. They're growing. They're not going to be there in front of you that much longer. So unless something is really seriously critical, take that moment while you're eating to interact. Because whether it's the child who's trying to get your attention or the child who's given up on giving your attention, neither of those is where you want to be.
Absolutely not. And parents, we are the role models. And what our children see us do is what they will tend to do themselves. And if they're vying for your attention, or even if they're not, give them that attention, because that's when you can find out the most exquisite pieces of information from your children. And as Dr. Hill suggested, play the high-low game. What'd you do today? What was your highs? What were your lows? You'll learn so much more about your children than you might realize, and even about yourself. Whatever's going on the phone can wait. So take that to heed, parents. You are listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. So these are the people that are the experts, and they know what they're talking about. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.